leg injury in Indy, so I came out probably like 90%. I was going out there trying to compete.
Were you apprehensive of going all out and worrying that you might do it again, or did you feel like you could do everything you needed to do?
Yeah, I feel like I did everything I needed to do. It was no setback really. I was just going. I mean, in my mind, I'm always trying to go hard, so I don't really think about the injury.
Were you pleased with the 5.05 40?
No, I wasn't. But
did you think about running again today?
No, I mean it was good, but I feel like I had a 4.99 in me. Just say I ran 4.9. But it happened. It happened for a reason. I don't really know why yet. But it's
did you hurt it in the second half of the 40?
Like the last 10 got me. Yeah, the last 10. I was mad.
Tell me about the headbands for today.
We sporting our Power Ranger look. We kind of revealing our identities a little bit, but it's okay. I mean, this is kind of, just to bring us together one last time. Just to show out and perform and compete against each other.
You're starting to kind of come down the home stretch of this draft process. What's it been like as far as equal parts stress, equal parts obviously excitement, kind of looking forward to things? What's it like?
It's kind of, like you said, kind of both excitement and stress. The more meetings you want, the better for you. And so you kind of embrace that. You don't get tired of it. It's something you just know you have to do, because people don't know you. So they're trying to get to know you and, just prove yourself, show who you are and, come out.
Dex, with all the stuff that happened before the Cotton Bowl, are teams bringing that up to you in this pre-draft process, and how are you handling it?
No, they talk about it, but I just tell them the truth, that's all I can do, and just go on about our business pretty much.
Do you feel like it's a competition out there between you and
Definitely.
Christian and Klee?
Always.
You've been teammates for so long, but now it really is to see who can get
always.
We
competed here. It's nothing different. That's how we just pushed each other every day. We all wanted to be the greatest. So, that's what we kind of compete for each and every day. We step on the field, in the classroom, off the field. There's just something naturally that happens. We all competitive people, and we all want to be our best.
Austin was talking about when you guys first knew that you had a special bond between all the D-linemen. What do you recall about that?
It kind of just happened. We kind of just molded into each other. I was the late guy coming here, so I kind of just got in where I fat in pretty much. And it was just great to see it just how it all came together. The media kind of pushed it even more together, but, us going through the process, us going grinding every day, just teaching each other little life lessons. We picked up on each other's like personality almost. It's just kind of just helping each other grow in each and every way. It was just something amazing. Often.
What did it mean for everybody to come back this year?
Oh, it was great on me. That relieved a lot of stress. Because we got a lot of young guys on the team. And I couldn't be in the DNs and D tackles room at the same time. So it was just kind of them holding the DNs now, Christian and I holding the tackles down, and kind of just building that bond with them. We don't want it to separate when we leave, because we're in two different rooms. We want to just stay together, and keep that competitive nature going.
In the big picture, that probably helped your draft stock when it's all said and done, the fact that teams couldn't just focus on you because your three teammates all came back?
You talking about college teams?
Yeah, well, no, just the fact that all your teammates came back. If they didn't, teams could have really have just focused. Defenses could have focused on you in college, and maybe you wouldn't have had as great a year. Maybe your draft stock wouldn't have been as high.
I don't believe that. I was giving my all no matter what. Them on the field, off the field, we kind of just push each other to every extent that we can. And I don't feel like teams really pay attention. They always look at the individual, whoever they're looking at and want. So, I don't feel like them coming back, took eyes off me.
Can you give us a little insight on what the whole process as a whole has been like for you? Is there anything that stands out?
I just say, just the film study, how we go over film with some of the teams, and then the couple dinners I've been to. It was just different, kind of like, it's like a business, but a business I want to be part of. So I'm like really active with it, just talking, being myself. And I'm enjoying it right now. I can't complain, honestly.
Is there a funny story or like a question you've been asked that kind of caught you off guard?
No, everybody just asked me about the little PED stuff, but it's whatever.
What's the best advice you got about these interviews, about how to handle teams, and have you talked to anybody who's made it, who's, coaches, whatnot?
Pretty much just be yourself. If they like you, don't be someone you're not. If they like you who you are, then they like you. If they don't, then they don't, kind of deal. Be honest is another key, because they know everything already, so no point to sit there and lie to them and to yourself. And just show them that you really want to compete and work.
you hear a lot about position flexibility. Where do you feel like you're going to fit in best?
I feel like I can fit in pretty much anywhere. You know, the whole D line, I feel like I can play where I'm comfortable at. And, you know, it's just, you know, just that's just how I feel.
How much do you pay attention to the – there's always a two or three new mock drafts out there every day. Even just for fun, do you kind of take a peek? Because obviously you're in a lot of those first rounds.
Honestly, I don't have time for that. You know, I'm staying busy, you know. And that kind of stuff, you keep looking at it, it just stretches you out. So, you know, just keep your eyes on what you can focus. You can't – I mean, sometimes the mock draft not real. So it's just like, you know, just focus on what you can.
How would you describe the bond that this defensive line group has been able to make over the 3 years you've been here?
It's hard to explain that. It's going to be hard for us, you know, just to, you know, be away a little bit. But after a while, you know, we got to handle our business. So, I mean, it's just something you got to cherish. You don't get often or you're not going to get any more kind of deal. And just being a part of a group like that, just not just about, like, on the, it wasn't even always on the field stuff. It's just, you know, just being ourselves, being college students, being, you know, just being together and just embracing everything. It was just different. I mean, I didn't have that a lot in high school. You know, it was just kind of just like me and my brother, you know, here and there. But it's just like here just adapted me to become something more.
Yeah, is that a unique thing? You know, I guess to have those kind of relationships, you know, at this level.
Yeah, because it holds forever. I mean, we never gonna break, I feel like. You know, it's just something that, you know, just travels with you all through your life, and you come prepared, and, you know, it's just whatever they need, I got for them. You know, it's kind of a brotherhood.
I know working together, I'm sure, obviously, you guys had great chemistry up front, kind of knew what each guy was gonna do next year.
Yeah.
What kind of confidence does that give you moving forward that y'all can translate that, you know, when you aren't working together?
Yeah, that's just the communication, the relationship you gotta build with each player you play with now, and you kind of understand that now since being with these guys. You know, we're just all standoffish. You know, we won't get the job done. So, you know, that's just, like I said, just teaching each other different things, you know, just bringing a whole group together to work off each other, you know, just to be the greatest you can be.
Was Christian